VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
We thank you for joining us here today on Crosstalk. Ladies and gentlemen, many were shocked and frankly caught off guard this week when Chick-fil-A Foundation announced what they called their refined giving approach and how they would work with their 2020 partners. Headlines are catching attention all across this nation and around the world. Let me share a few of them. Here's the Daily Wire. Chick-fil-A to stop donating to Christian charities branded anti-LGBT. CNN Business. Chick-fil-A will no longer donate to anti-LGBTQ organizations. WND.com. Stunning change at Chick-fil-A. Won't donate to Christian groups vilified by LGBT movement. American Family Association. Chick-fil-A ends support for Christian charities. Another headline counters that at the Christian Post, saying Chick-fil-A denies capitulating to LGBT activists. Christian groups won't be excluded from donations. So what's going on? Joining us today to discuss this controversy, we welcome Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. Matt, good to have you with us. Tell us what's happening.
Well, it looks like this all began in 2012, and 2012 is when Dan Cathy ultimately said on a radio interview that he believes in the Bible as marriage between a man and a woman. And at that point in time, everyone remembers that all of the LGBT groups came out, and they blasted Chick-fil-A. Governor Mike Huckabee, he organized the Chick-fil-A Day. It was the most successful day in the Chick-fil-A's history, and you can see the exponential growth that they've had since 2012. Well, but what they did in 2012 is they decided to stop funding some organizations, despite the great success that they had, and they eliminated, for example, the Paul Anderson Youth Home. Now, the Paul Anderson Youth Home, he is that famous weightlifter, and he had a great facility for youth, but he was branded as an anti-LGBT because he believes in marriage as the union of a man and a woman, so they eliminated him. But they still had two others that they had long-term giving commitments to, such as Salvation Army and Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Well, they too have been branded as anti-LGBT, not because they make statements on LGBT issues, but because they have a policy that is consistent with biblical human sexuality, marriage between a man and a woman in the context of marriage. And because of that, they're still branded, falsely so, as anti-LGBT, and consequently, the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, which they had been giving to, constantly gets used against the Chick-fil-A, and when they go into these new areas, they end up getting blasted by the LGBT community because they say they're anti-LGBT. Well, now the president, who is the president and the chief operating officer...
This is Tim Tassopoulos?
Tim Tassopoulos. He ended up giving an interview with a business publication, about their change in giving, and that they're going to focus on three general areas, which is fine: homeless, feeding, and education. But he also said this, and I will quote him. He indicated, quote, "There's no question. We know that as we go into new markets, we need to be clear about who we are. There are lots of articles and newscasts about Chick-fil-A, and we thought we needed to be clear about our message." Mm. He says unequivocally, "We will no longer fund the Salvation Army or Fellowship of Christian Athletes." But get this. Then they put out there one of their star funding organizations. They say, "Well, this is a religious organization. We're going to continue to fund religious organizations. Here's Exhibit A." This is their Exhibit A. Well, what is Exhibit A as their ideal that they're putting out there, naming it by name as one of these so-called religious entities, faith-based entities they're going to fund? Covenant House International.
Matt, and tell you what, let me pause right there, and we're going to get into who this Covenant House is, but you're referring to this interview that Mr. Tassopoulos had, the chief operating officer of Chick-fil-A with BizNow, and as we consider what's happened, we've seen, you know, them going trying to get into airports. Airports have said, "No, you're anti-LGBT, you're discriminatory, you can't be here." We saw them open this restaurant in England and in Great Britain and said, After just a few days into their lease, they said, we're not going to renew your lease after 6 months. You're out of here. And so they've had this pressure. But at the same time, we have to understand, Matt, they have catapulted to number three in the country based upon the values that they have had as a chain. And now all of a sudden he talked about taking it under the chin, and we have to be sure we're clear about, you know, who we are. There's no question as we go into new markets, we need to be clear about who we are. Haven't they been clear?
I thought they were clear, but, you know, the LGBT community thought that they were clear as well. They not only made the statement back in 2012, the founder, Dan Cathy, about marriage, but also they were able to fund these organizations, Salvation Army and Fellowship of Christian Athletes and Paul Anderson. But they slipped out of funding Paul Anderson and others. The only reason they continued to fund Salvation Army and FCA is because they had a long-term giving commitment. But when that commitment went out, they not only said, it's done, but we're never going to fund you again. Now, they said that they've got three initiatives: housing, food banks, and education. Well, the largest housing and food bank entity in the world is what? Salvation Army.
Wow.
Salvation Army. And then, obviously, FCA provides education. So why will they never fund them again? Why, in contrast to Salvation Army, are they going to a smaller group that's only in 31 cities, Covenant House International? And when they went to Covenant House International, they hold them up as Exhibit A. The president and CEO says very specifically that they want to be clear about their message and that this will clarify who they are. It'll clarify who they are. It will present clarity to who Chick-fil-A is. And Covenant House International is not the one that you want to hold up as your Exhibit A. Why? Because it was founded by a priest who became a pedophile. This priest ultimately began sexually abusing the youth that came to the Covenant House. And so he ended up getting sued over the pedophilia, the sexual abuse of these individuals who were seeking housing or shelter, and he ended up stepping down. It took him some time to recover from that. But then what they did is they moved over into a very radical pro-LGBT, and even, by the way, there's articles now where they're taking girls that come to this place for overnight shelter to abortion clinics to kill their children. So when you go to a Chick-fil-A,
just think about
where your money may be going, to a place that promotes LGBT pride organizational events and takes girls to kill their babies.
You're saying this about Covenant House?
Covenant House, absolutely. And let's just begin a little bit on some of the LGBT situations. You know, the LGBT, it's very, very clear. This provides, according to Tim Tassopoulos, quote, more focus and more clarity. So let's look at the organization that they hold up now that they're going to replace with the Salvation Army. They're not going to fund Salvation Army because it's considered anti-LGBT, but they're going to fund Covenant House, which is very radical pro-LGBT. So what does this organization stand for? Well, Covenant House, on its website, you can go to covenanthouse.org. Covenant House, on its website, proudly supports the New York City Gay Pride Parade. It has its own float, its own banners, its Covenant House t-shirts, and a hashtag, CovUnity. And that's plastered front and center on the Covenant House webpage. They have lots of sections on LGBTQ, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and the Q can stand either for queer or questioning. And so they have that on their website. They have a whole section about housing LGBTQ and reaching out to LGBTQ. They have a section that's called, quote, LGBTQ inclusion initiatives. Inclusion initiatives. What they've also done is they've worked with True Colors, which is a pro-homosexual organization, to do an LGBT inclusion analysis on all of their facilities, all of their facilities.
Matt, let me read from True Colors Fund. It says, the True Colors Fund and Covenant House International are proud to announce that the True Inclusion Assessment to increase lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning inclusivity has been completed throughout 16 U.S. and Canadian Covenant House programs.
Yeah, so you look at that. This is not just housing people who are looking for housing or food because they're LGBTQ. This is promoting. This is in the New York City Pride, Gay Pride Parade. In fact, if you go to the Covenant House newsroom, I mean, it's all on their website. It has a headline, quote, celebrating Pride. This past Sunday, our youth staff and volunteers enjoyed the large crowds, rainbow colors, and festive music at the New York City's Pride Parade. Pride is all about love, acceptance, celebration. It's all about recognizing the challenges and injustices that the LGBT community faces, particularly when it comes to homelessness. And it goes on, and what they have on that picture is Covenant House t-shirts with the rainbow. They have a Covenant House float, an entire float for the parade with the Covenant House plastered everywhere. And they have the hashtag. They are very much pro-Covenant, very much pro-LGBT. In fact, they're so pro-LGBT that there's an organization, it's a website, LGBTfunders.org, and it's funders for LGBTQ issues. That's what this website is designed to do, to highlight funders of LGBTQ issues. And guess who's on that website? On that website is, you guessed, Covenant House. And there's links from that website to Covenant House's website, to their Facebook, and to their Twitter account. So it's not a different Covenant House. It is the Covenant House. On the Covenant House website, they also talk about celebrating LGBTQ. We're not talking about just putting housing opportunities, celebrating for the LGBTQ. Let me tell you, there's nothing to celebrate when it comes to sin. Mm-hmm. And this is a drastic change. It's a 180-degree change in direction with regards to the Chick-fil-A, moving away from Salvation Army because they're criticized by the LGBT community, and now flipping over to a very radical pro-LGBTQ organization. And it doesn't stop there, Jim. I have just posted in response to a post that Franklin Graham actually posted on his Facebook, and we can talk about that.
Right after the break, yeah.
Yeah, but what I also posted is, it doesn't stop with the LGBTQ activism of Covenant House. It also takes girls to abortion clinics, and I've got a link to a picture of a Covenant House, and they're taking a girl that comes to one of their facilities to an abortion clinic. And you go to that abortion clinic where the girl was taken, and it does what they call medical and surgical abortions. I've never heard the distinction, but the only distinction could possibly be surgical abortions and medical, which would be the
chemical
abortion. So they do both chemical and surgical abortions. And guess what? Covenant House takes these girls right there, and they're going to take them to kill their unborn children. This is the organization. It's so sad that Chick-fil-A, I mean, Chick-fil-A is the one who put this up as an example of their change of funding. We didn't come up with it. They put it out front and center. It's a drastic change.
We're going to come back after the break. So Chick-fil-A says, our contract is done with Salvation Army. It's done with Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Now we're highlighting Covenant House. Folks, it's amazing what's going on. We'll have more after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, what can you tell me about those huge flying reptiles?
Chris, some of the flying reptiles were as large as a mid-size aircraft. Some people have wondered how in the world they could have ever flown. As it turns out, they really couldn't fly in today's atmosphere. There's not enough air pressure to keep them up. Creationists have long supposed that the environment before the flood was quite different than now. We suspect that air pressure was quite a bit higher than now, making it more reasonable that these huge creatures could fly. Recently, an engineer built a model of one of these flying reptiles and tried to make it fly. He found that it had many wonderful adaptations to increase the flying ability, but there still wasn't enough air pressure to keep it aloft. To evolutionists, it's a big mystery, but to creationists, we at least have a plausible theory. And we get that by going back to Genesis.
For more on creation, visit our website at www.icr.org.
And bye. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, and indeed, controversy erupts over new Chick-fil-A policy as contracts have expired with Salvation Army and with Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Already had stopped with Paul Anderson Home, and they said, we need to be established as to, you know, who we are. We need to clarify ourselves here. And the organization that they have listed on their website is Covenant House. And Matt, just one other item here on Covenant House, and you were talking about the ties here with LGBT and abortion, but I went to the Covenant House website, and here's a statement there. They talk about that LGBT youth comprise 40% of all youth experience homelessness, and they go on to say it's critical then that Covenant House, the largest provider of services to youth facing homelessness in the Americas, ensure that our houses are welcoming, affirming, and safe for LGBTQ youth. That sounds like out of the playbook of HRC.
It does. And in fact, what does that mean? How is this going to actually work out in practice? They want to have it a safe place, meaning that they're going to affirm any individual who's gender confused, and they're going to allow any boy to sleep with the girls or any girl to sleep with the boys based upon their subjective statements, but they're also going to celebrate it. They actually say in their website the word celebration, and you've already heard that before. I mean, they've got celebrate pride there, but there's other places where they actually speak about not only helping, but celebrating LGBTQ. And so that's very concerning where they are going. And, you know, as we said, they partnered with True Colors Fund in 2014 to do this inclusion assessment at all of their, or most of their facilities.
And so we have Covenant House telling what they're doing with the U.S. They mentioned True Colors again here. United Team guides the agency through necessary steps to create a more LGBTQ inclusive and affirming program and environment. And then, Matt, they even talk about the Covenant House about their program in Central America and Mexico, where they said, we welcome and encourage LGBTQ youth who seek refuge with us, and they talk about enhancing staff's understanding of gender identity and sexual orientation.
Yeah, so, I mean, it is completely opposite of the Salvation Army. It's smaller than the Salvation Army, and it's opposite of the Salvation Army. Now, let me ask you, from a funding standpoint, which one would you fund? Would you fund something that is in more places that can help more people, Salvation Army, that actually has a biblical position on marriage? Or would you fund something that's smaller and then has this radical LGBTQ agenda? And also one that we have reports of eyewitnesses. These are people in Detroit, Michigan. These are individuals who are sidewalk counselors. One has 17 years of experience in sidewalk counseling. And she and another one confirmed that to the Summit Medical Center's abortion clinic in Detroit, Michigan, up drives a Covenant House van to help the young girls go into the abortion facility. So, you know, they're taking their children to abortion facilities for either morning after pills, chemical or surgical abortion procedures.
Matt, I'd like to bring up Franklin Graham. You mentioned him in our first segment here, and I'm looking at a couple of Christian Post articles. Here's one that says, Chick-fil-A remains committed to Christian values, Franklin Graham says after call to CEO Dan Cathy. And in the one article here, it says, Dan was very clear. Now, Franklin Graham says that he called Dan Cathy and said, Dan was very clear that they have not bowed down to anyone's demands, including the LGBTQ community. They will continue to support whoever they want to support. They haven't changed who they are or what they believe. Chick-fil-A remains committed to Christian values. Dan Cathy assured me that this isn't going to change. I hope all those who jump to the wrong conclusion about this read this, Graham wrote. Your response?
Well, I wrote on Franklin Graham's Facebook. I highly respect Franklin Graham. I know him. I've actually had Franklin speak at one of our Awakening events in Florida. I highly respect him, but unfortunately, he has done a huge disservice by not doing more investigation into Chick-fil-A's betrayal and capitulation to the LGBT agenda. And while I appreciate Dan Cathy, who says that the company has the same values, the company's statements and actions tell a completely different story. And when you look at that, a statement even that Franklin Graham quoted with regards to Dan Cathy, and even, for example, the statement that Chick-fil-A came out after all this hit the media, none of it addresses these issues. They say in their written statement, we'll continue to fund, quote, faith-based organizations. Well, they consider, apparently, Covenant House International a faith-based organization because it was founded by a Catholic priest who became a pedophile. So that's one of their faith-based organizations that they're holding out that they're going to continue to fund. And then if you look at even what Dan Cathy said, that they're not going to back away from their values, that's fine. But what they have done is they have backed away from their values in terms of what they said and what they are doing. How can you justify it? Tell me, Mr. Cathy, tell me the president of Chick-fil-A, Tim Tassopoulos, with all due respect, how can you justify throwing Salvation Army under the bus, throwing FCA under the bus? You know what the media has said. You know why you did this. And the media has said that they backed away because it's anti-LGBT. If that's not true, come out with a statement and make it clear. And they've been silent. And in fact, now you say our new giving direction is, here's Exhibit A, Covenant House International.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't take much research to go onto their website to figure out, man, this is not an organization you should be supporting. Some people in that high level, all the way up to the president, they've made a conscious decision that they want to move into different markets to save their corporate skin and expand their market base.
But Matt, they have been expanding the way they were.
I know. They want to expand more. They're as you mentioned, they're the third largest fast food organization in the country, in probably the world, and they only have a fraction of the outlets.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've become so popular, and that popularity really skyrocketed in 2012 over this very issue.
Matt, I called Chick-fil-A this morning asking if, and I asked, it took me a long time on hold, but asked, have you abandoned your position on marriage? And the person I spoke to, and I understand this was not a person who was in the management of Chick-fil-A, they're there to answer phones, and I said that I'm calling from, we're going to be doing a national talk show this afternoon, and I spoke to, they said they could only comment on those things that were on their website. And so I told them I'm going to be doing this. I said, has Chick-fil-A stated their policy on marriage? Has that changed? I was told to refer to their website. I said, if they could then issue me a statement that they have not changed their policy, but that they affirm that marriage is between a man and a woman. Now, she took my contact information, but as of yet, I've had no response. And I've seen from other media resources that have had no response in this regard. But you know, I would desire to see a statement coming from say, hey, all this controversy out there, let me put it to a rest. You know, we as a company do stand for marriage as one man and one woman. We have not changed. We will not change. And again, it betrays them when they're giving to Covenant House here.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, it's one thing to say, okay, we've ended our commitment with this particular organization or that organization. But why would you say you'll never contribute to them again? Why? Why, when they fit your criteria? Why would you write them off? Is it because you want to expand into the new markets? Well, that's what they said. They want to expand into some new markets, and they are getting pushback in some of the more liberal markets. And they don't want to deal with it anymore, and yet that's what made them who they are. They stood on biblical values, and here's the worst thing about this, Jim. To save their own and expand their own, to save their own corporate skin and expand their own corporate footprint, as well as they have been doing, they made this decision. But in the process, they threw every one of us who have biblical values under the bus. Why? Because they have legitimized the false narrative of groups like the SPLC and others about whether you believe in marriage as one man and one woman, all of a sudden now that makes you a anti-LGBT or a hate organization. They have legitimized that narrative. They have hurt places and organizations like Family Research Council, American Family Association, Liberty Council, and every other pro-family organization and biblically-based organization, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the Salvation Army, the Paul Anderson Home for Youth, and you just go on and on and on and name it. And here's what else they've done. Because they have been looked at so highly and they have been very good on giving up until now, they have set an example, a bad one, for other corporate and other individual corporate or large givers to say, you know what, I don't want to be tagged with that either. So I'm going to withhold my giving from otherwise good organizations, but I don't want to be tagged as supporting an anti-LGBT organization. Chick-fil-A did it, and they're the example, and so I'm going to follow their lead. They have hurt everyone. They have betrayed the Christian community. They have literally caused financial and other kinds of damages to organizations that are going to be thrown under the bus because they want to expand their corporate footprint.
Matt, the company's president and chief operating officer, Tim Tessopoulos, he's got some other associations too.
Yeah, you go to his website, his page on the Chick-fil-A website, and he is still an active advisor on his own bio to the Boy Scouts of Atlanta. Now, that should raise a red flag, because what happened to the Boy Scouts? Well, guess what? They capitulated on this very issue of LGBT. And what happened after the Boy Scouts capitulated and they then said that they openly accept sexual orientation and gender identity, including with their scout leaders as well as their young people, no problem, they're going to open the door. They began to go down and down, and they lost membership, and they lost membership, and it's very clear that they stepped off the trail that made them a good organization. And this man is still associated with it. He's their president, and he's their chief operating officer. And he's still associated with an organization that capitulated on this very issue. And now, unfortunately, I hate to say it, I never thought I'd come to this, but Chick-fil-A has capitulated on this very issue and has betrayed the entire Christian community.
Matt, let me ask you one thing further here, and that is, once we have seen companies go down this road, when they've opened the door, that it will never be enough for the pro-LGBT movement. And here is, I'd like to read from GLAAD, the gay organization, and were further demands. In addition to refraining, and I'm reading from WND.com, in addition to refraining from financially supporting anti-LGBT organizations, Chick-fil-A lacks policies to ensure safe workplaces for LGBTQ employees and should unequivocally speak out against the anti-LGBTQ reputation that brand represents, the statement said. Then we have Human Rights Campaign saying that while this is an important step for Chick-fil-A, the company still does not have workplace protections and policies that are fully inclusive of LGBTQ people. We look forward to the day when Chick-fil-A's commitment to welcoming all is reflected in their workplace policies and practices by including explicit sexual orientation and gender identity non-discrimination protections, HRC said. So I could go on there, but that once you open that door, it will never be enough for pro-activist LGBT organizations.
Yeah, it's never enough. And if you look at all the media, and they GLAAD on their Twitter account, they retweet a CNBC article or a tweet that says Chick-fil-A no longer donates to controversial Christian charities after LGBTQ protest.
Matt Staver with us here today on Crosstalk. Let's hear from you. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Your thoughts on the matter, 800-733-9829. After the break, we'll give you a point of contact for Chick-fil-A for you also to reach out to them. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to Crosstalk.
From Ray Comfort and Living Waters comes the dramatic film Audacity, tackling a very divisive issue today, homosexuality. Challenged by a coworker to defend his convictions about homosexuality and same-sex marriage, Peter has to consider if he has the courage to stand for what he believes
even at the risk of losing a friendship. How will he respond when faced with a harrowing life or death experience? Audacity uses a unique approach to address a very contemporary issue and challenges the viewer to reach out and approach the greatest spiritual need everyone faces. Audacity is a 55-minute powerful dramatic film that will impact your life. Get your copy of Audacity for a donation of $5, or 5 copies for a donation of $18, 10 copies for $25 when you call 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Folks, you may disagree. Maybe you think too much is being read into this. Pick up your phone, give us a call, 800-733-9829. If you'd like to reach out to Chick-fil-A on this issue, I did this morning, and ask for a statement. Send us something that says you affirm that you haven't changed your position on marriage. You recognize marriage as one man, one woman. Still has not come, but you can contact Chick-fil-A yourself. Their toll-free number, and I'll give a website as well. You can email through their site, but its toll-free number is 1-866-232-2040. That's 866-232-2040. Now, the first option they're going to give you is there to hear their statement on their foundation and their giving. You can sit and listen to that, but it's going to dead end there. You won't be able to hear anything more. So I had to go back and call through the number again, and I pressed, you have to wait a while, and then another menu comes on, and I pressed option number 5, had to sit on hold for a while, but finally was able to talk to an individual. And so that's an option, 866-232-2040. You may also go to their website, chick-fill-a.com, chick-fill-a.com, and then you can even do a slash with 2020 foundation, and with that you'll find the statement that they're making on this regard. We've got the lines are packed here this afternoon, and let's hear from you. Let's begin in Nina, Wisconsin. Deanne, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you clarifying, giving more information about some of these organizations that Chick-fil-A has now chosen to donate to. But my great question, and I can't seem to get it answered anywhere, everybody keeps touting that the Salvation Army is so biblical. Can somebody please address then the Salvation Army telling Ellie Goulding not to worry, they're pro-LGBTQ?
Yeah, I'm not saying that the Salvation Army is so pro-biblical. Why they have gotten tagged, you know, they are considered a church, so they are a religious organization, but why they have gotten tagged with the, quote, anti-LGBT, close quote, label is because they have a policy. And that policy is a biblical policy that recognizes marriage as the man and a woman, and also that those that are employees, staff, that they should not have sex outside of marriage, outside of a marriage between a man and a woman. And so because of that, that ultimately is the target. They say that they're anti-LGBT. So what Salvation Army has done is they said, well, we actually provide places for LGBT individuals. Now, they're not engaging in gay pride events. They're not sponsoring gay pride. They're not doing LGBT inclusion. They're not celebrating LGBT. But if somebody comes in, a homeless person or somebody who needs some shelter or food, and they happen to be transgender or homosexual, they're not going to exclude that person from food or shelter. And that's what they are referring to. And that's what they ultimately said to the singer out there in Texas. That singer wanted to boycott the Texas football game because of Salvation Army. And so they say, well, you know, if you're LGBT, it doesn't matter. You can come and we'll give you food and we'll give you shelter. We're not going to put you out in the cold. That's really what they're saying. That's what they do. But their policy is biblical with regards to human sexuality, and that's what ultimately got them the label of being anti-LGBTQ. Well, guess what? Every Bible-believing church has a policy just like that. lots of organizations, millions and hundreds of millions of people in this country, and billions of people around the world believe exactly the same thing. And what has happened is, because of that, they've been labeled anti-LGBT, and that became a hot potato for Chick-fil-A, and they dumped them.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Boy, the spin that the media can put on things. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deanne.
Thank you.
We have Lee next in Marana, Arizona. You're on the air, Lee.
Yes, hello, Jim. And guests, I called yesterday as well, Chick-fil-A, and I held for a while. And I told the person who answered her, they can take this as high as they can. I told them, don't do this. You know, I gave them an example of the Boy Scouts of America. You give them in one area, and then they'll want more and more. And I said, Chick-fil-A will just end up like a McDonald's. And I wasn't saying that to make a comparison to what really about McDonald's, but I said, Chick-fil-A's special. I said, they have demonstrated to love people, but they don't have to love the behavior, but love people. And they've shown that time and time again. And I said, with the founder, when he was alive, I said, I heard the story of Chick-fil-A, and I do not think this would be a part of his plan for the company. I said, I hope the family can get in prayer and ask for deferment. I said, this is going to, it's just not going to take them. I've already heard different conservative voices say they're not going to support Chick-fil-A again.
Yeah.
They will not eat there.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I made a mistake earlier where I said maybe Dan Cathy made that statement in 2012. It was actually Truett Cathy, the founder, who made the statement that marriage is between a man and a woman. Dan Cathy is his son. But you're right. Once they compromise on this, the LGBTQ whatever alphabet, they will not be satisfied. The GLAAD statement shows that they're not satisfied. Human Rights Campaign also says, well, now they need to put this LGBTQ into the benefits and all the other policies that they've got. They will not be satisfied until you have a 100% rating from HRC. What does that mean?
And the Lord showed them favor.
I know they've had incredible
favor.
Yeah.
Because the Lord has shown them favor. They closed on Sunday, and Christians supported them. And the sad thing, and this is just the sad thing, is that they have betrayed so many people and they've hurt so many people. I can tell you what, this statement, this change will cause significant damage to a lot of people. And I don't think it's going to come out in Chick-fil-A's favor. They think it may open up additional markets, but God can't bless that. You can't be blessed when you're funding an organization and you're giving them more money than you would even give Salvation Army, even though they're smaller. You can't be blessed when that organization is out there celebrating LGBTQ issues. You know, Covenant House, it worked with, partnered with True Colors Fund. That was co-founded by Cindy Lauper. And that organization is designed to increase LGBTQ affirmation, and that's all what Covenant House is about. You can't fund that.
Lee, thanks for the call. We're going to move on to Kathy in Lindenhurst, Illinois. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm turning off my radio. I was one of the people who supported Chick-fil-A on that Chick-fil-A Day in 2012, and I feel very betrayed because of that support, my little support, though, but many did the same. Yes. I just feel totally betrayed.
Yeah, I do, too. And, you know, Governor Mike Huckabee, I've communicated with him. He's the one who organized that phenomenal, successful Chick-fil-A Day. I went to the Chick-fil-A where I was on that day as well, as did so many people listening on this call. It became the most successful day in their history. And he now says he regrets it because he has been betrayed, and he feels that Chick-fil-A has literally compromised in a very serious way to try to get into more markets, but it's hurt so many people and it's compromised the biblical values that we all stand for and stood for then. And the founder of that Chick-fil-A Day himself, Huckabee, says he feels betrayed as well.
Mm. Thank you for the call, Kathy. And Matt, again, if people can contact Chick-fil-A and through their website or through the toll-free number of 866-232-2040, pressing option number 5, this is something they can do, even to ask Chick-fil-A to reverse what has happened. And number two, they can ask them as well to issue a policy reaffirming your position of one man, one woman marriage.
Yeah, and their actions need to follow their words. Their actions need to follow their words. So we need to not just come up with a statement and everything's fine. They've mm-hmm. got to act on that as well. And they can do that. Now, they've really opened up a mess when they do that, they're going to get more pushback from the LGBTQ. But they've got to do the right thing. They've got to do the right thing. Now, also remember that these local Chick-fil-A owners, many of them are strong Christians. They've bought into the Chick-fil-A philosophy. They don't have the power over that corporate structure. So when you speak to them, be kind and polite. They didn't cause this. They didn't change it. But I can tell you what, express the same thing to them in a good way, that you're disappointed, that they need to change, that you feel betrayed, whatever it is, that you're not going to eat Chick-fil-A anymore, unfortunately, for the local franchises. But then those individuals can also have meetings with the Chick-fil-A corporate and say, look, this is what's happening on the ground. People are not happy. I was in a meeting yesterday in Washington, D.C., with members of Congress and also a lot of national pro-life, pro-family, pro-religious liberty leaders. And I can tell you, even though the meeting was not about this issue, Chick-fil-A came up over and over again, and there is a lot of outrage and a feeling of betrayal among a wide spectrum of individuals.
Again, Matt, just to underscore, this is not a decision of the local franchise owners. It's not the local managers, but they certainly can take that message and pass it up the chain.
Right, exactly. And I'm sure that they will. They're hearing from it all over the place. I know one of the franchise owners locally, a friend of mine, was saying that she talked to one of the franchise owners and was almost tearful because of this particular situation and the responses that they're getting. Be polite.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have any hand in doing this. This is a corporate issue, but they're going to suffer for it. And not only that, we're all going to suffer for it. If this is not reversed, we're all going to suffer for it. When one particular organization, so well known, compromises on a very clear biblical issue, we're all going to suffer.
Brian is calling from Rochester, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm really troubled by this. I was just driving through Rochester just now, and I was looking at the signs, like at the library and these restaurants, and all are welcome, all are welcome. And at the last 5 years, I remember I pushed back when my one daughter was in the public schools because these children are being influenced by this and relating us to Chick-fil-A. I guess I want to push back against it. I know the enemy isn't flesh and blood, but it's like, I've heard about them not being able to get into certain cities. Well, we need to push back in the right way. But I'd like to know how to do that appropriately, without, being mean or rude or, what I'm saying.
Yeah, good question. Well, it's, we may have to write to Chick-fil-A because I went to their Facebook, and it's only one way. They post, you can't respond, as far as I can see. Went to their Instagram, same way. They post, I don't think you can respond. And it's hard to get into their office, but call. And, Jim, you'll give the number out again, so call and let them know what you feel and that they need to reverse this. But we may need to ultimately write to Chick-fil-A as well and get this to the highest levels. Obviously, they know the controversies out there. They see the quotes. They see the narrative that all the media is saying. And it's not, unfortunately, fake news because the talking points came from the highest person in Chick-fil-A, the president and COO. If they didn't like that media spin and narrative, if it were completely wrong, all they have to do is come out and say, no. Not that we're going to fund faith-based organizations. Your idea of a faith-based organization is Covenant House? Seriously?
Yeah.
That's not my idea of a faith-based organization that is not biblical.
We're going to take a quick break, and folks, when we come back, I'll give you that number to Chick-fil-A as well as a mailing address as well, and also give you opportunity to express your thoughts here on the phone lines here at Crosstalk on VCY America.
For the Worldview Weekend Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. In Christianity Today, in October of 1960, then FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover wrote an article in Christianity Today warning America's pastors that their pulpits were a target by the communist. He warned them the communist would use masking terms to bring them along and aid them in furthering the communist ideas and philosophies. He said they will do this in many ways, but one of them is by using terms like, well, we're just about love and justice, the brotherhood of men. Let's not fight. Let's work together. We're about peace and economic justice and civil liberties. My friends, this is exactly what's happening today. It's out in the open. And now communist promoting guys are openly penetrating the church in America with front groups, just as J. Edgar Hoover warned.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Constitutional attorney Matt Staver with us today from Liberty Counsel, and talking about certainly the change in policy here at Chick-fil-A with their giving, as they have announced Covenant House, for instance, one of the individual groups that they will be giving to, a group that has not only ties on LGBT-related issues, but as Matt shared, with abortion as well. If you'd like to connect with Chick-fil-A, the toll-free number is 1-866-232-2040. That's 866-232-2040. You can press option number 5, and you'll have to hold for a while, but to speak with someone. To drop a note or letter to Chick-fil-A, you can do so at Chick-fil-A, P.O. Box 725-489. That's P.O. Box 725-489, Atlanta, Georgia, 31139. That's 31139 in Atlanta. Let's go. Lines are packed here. Iola, Wisconsin. Joan, you're on the air.
Hi there. I want to turn you off. Okay. I just have two comments. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? And the other one... is a friend of the world, is the enemy of God.
Thank you, Joan. I'm sorry. Thank you. You're kind of choked up there, but with a cough. But let me just, you know, you've given two verses here. And, Matt, our focus is not on the temporal success. It's on eternal success.
Right, it is. Our eternal success is what we need to be looking at. And truth doesn't change just because somebody doesn't agree with the truth. And you can't just simply compromise because someone gives you a hard time. You've got to stand faithful. And when they did stand faithful, guess what? They were blessed. And this is going to have the wrong consequence. It'll embolden the LGBTQ activists, and it's betrayed all of us Christians.
Barb in Milwaukee, you're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to say that right now with the situation, it reminds me so much of a rebellious teenager who's dying to get out of their house, and you take care of them, you support them, and then once they turn 18, they're gone. And I feel like Chick-fil-A is acting the same way. Hmm. They've gotten too big for their own britches, and it's a shame, but I think that if our world is going to be changed, it's not going to be some big corporation. It's going to be the local church and us taking souls very seriously. Well. And it is encouraging. It was encouraging to have a Christian company that you can support and go to, but now that's kind of dwindling, and that's very sad for me personally. But so that's my comment.
Okay. Thank you, Barb. We've got Greg in Waukesha. You're on the air, Greg.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Matt. Hi. I just wonder, sometimes I just want to push back a little bit. Is this really the hill we want to die on?
Yeah, you know, it is. I can tell you why.
One second, Matt. Go finish your question, Greg,
go ahead.
And then
sorry.
Matt will respond.
Okay. Supporting or not supporting a restaurant or a restaurant chain based on, you know, what they've said. Is this really the hill?
We got your question.
When you say, is it the hill, is it the most important thing ever? No. Is it the most important thing in our life? Certainly not. But is it something that we just walk away and shrug off? Absolutely not. It is a betrayal that has consequences, and it has consequences to so many people that will be damaging. It affirms this false narrative that has both financial and physical consequences in terms of security and people who try to harm you, of organizations that say because you believe in the Bible, because you believe in marriage as the man and a woman, and that sex should be between a man and woman in marriage, then it affirms that as being anti-LGBT as a hate organization, and that has consequences, and that came because they're affirming that narrative to try to save their own corporate skin. Yes, we need to push back. No, we cannot be silent.
Okay. Thank you, Greg. Lawrence in Laramie, New Mexico, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Mark Martinez. I just think that the key thing that we need to do is just don't go to Chick-fil-A anymore. I think it's just time to take a stand. I know that's not the only issue. Take a stand against Disney. Mm-hmm. Don't go to Disney and don't watch ABC and don't watch.
Yeah, Lawrence, thank you. And we're going to comment on this thing. But please know, we are not here. I'm not here launching a boycott against Chick-fil-A. What I am suggesting is you contact the company. Reach out to this company. When we look at what's happening in corporate America, Matt, I mean, when we have Visa and MasterCard and Pepsi and Coke and this airline and that airline and this airline all supporting the LGBT agenda, it is such that you could hardly do business with anyone. Here's a chance to reach out at a point of decision making for this company and Lord willing, effect change.
Yeah, and you have to wonder, you know, who did they hire as their top executives that made this stupid decision? It's a terrible decision. You don't have to search long to find out much about Covenant House, the one that they're holding up as their Exhibit A example of giving to. This is their entity. They're the one who said this was one that we're going to be giving to. Who made those decisions? Obviously, the president and CEO, and there's many others, they need to make sure they hire the right people and they govern accordingly and they don't compromise, which they've done terribly, and they need to correct that decision. If that means getting some new individuals to govern the corporation, whatever, but they need to make some correction to this terrible decision they've done.
Lawrence, thank you for the call, and we have time. Just a brief comment, Elaine and Anago. Go ahead, Elaine.
Hi. I just want to say this is a very sad situation, and I just have a simple statement to make to Chick-fil-A and any corporation like this or any individual is even. Stand up to bullies. Do not give in to bullies, because this is just nothing but a purely bullying situation, and that's one of the left and so many people's tactics to just bully people.
Thank you, Elaine. Matt, is this a bullying effort by LGBT groups?
Oh, it has been, and they just finally caved to it. Unfortunately, that's exactly what this is caving to bullies. And when you cave to bullies, they're not going to be satisfied. We know that. They want something more than this, and they're going to continue to push and push.
Matt, if people want to, you wrote on this. How is it people can see your release on this?
We haven't done a release, but we will put something up on our site. You can go to lc.org. That's lc.org. I put it up on my personal Facebook and my public Facebook as well.
Okay, so if they look for Liberty Council or Matt Staver on Facebook?
That's right.
Okay. Matt Staver with us from Liberty Council. Their number is 407-875-1776. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.